We are starting Simen Reish Tzadik Vov, Dinei Havdolah Al Hayayim. Sif Aleph. Seder Havdolah Yayin Besomim Ner Havdolah. Besimonech Yebonem. The reason for the Seder, Baruch HaShulchan says a poshut reason, that Hayayin Goyrem L'Havdolah Shetayomer, that means the Nusach of Havdolah, that we say Baruch HaTashem HaMavdol Ben Kodesh L'Chol, is only said if we have wine. So therefore, the wine is the Sibbe of the Miras Havdolah, so we're Magdam the Yayin. Then also, the Birchas HaYayin is a Bircha Tadira, which is made frequently during the week. So we Magdam the Brocha Tadira. Afterwards comes Besomim, which is not as Toder as Birchas HaYayin. People drink wine more frequently than they smell Besomim. Then Birchas HaNeir is also less frequent. We only make Boirei Moirei Eish Meitzoi Shabbos. And then the Havdolim. They bring down from the Tashbat another Cheshbon, that there are different Chushim which bring about these different Inyonim. That means as follows. Shtiyas HaYayin is through the tongue, the Palei. That is the most Megushim Dike Chush. In this Indian, one is Toyim from the Yayim. The next Indian, Besomim, is the Chush HaReach, which is more Ruchniyistik. The next Chush is Ner of Riyah, which is also more, Riyah is more Ruchniyistik than smelling. And Havdolah is Moyach. That means we heard before, without Chochma, one can't be Mavdol. So the Tashbat says, so we see in the ponim of the Odom, it goes Milamato Lamailo. The tongue, the nose, the eyes, and then the brain. Al Kaponim, that is the Seder of Havdolah. That's what Tashbat says. V'tzorich Lizoyer, that the kois should not be pogum. That means, here it means that the wine that is being drunk for Havdolah, should, no one should have been toyim from this wine. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurim. Hine, HaRambam Soiver the mitzvahs Havdolah hi devar toyim. It's a mitzvah min ha-toyre to make Havdolah k'moy kiddush, just like there's a mitzvah to make kiddush. There's a mitzvah to make Havdolah min ha-toyre. V'hu b'chlal zocher es yoyim ha-shabos l'kadshoy. In these two mitzvahs are nichlal in the mitzvah of zocher, you should remember to be mekadesh yom haShabbos. Shetzorich lisker oisoy ulekatzoy bein bechnisosay, as the Shabbos enters, so one should be mekadesh bedvorim, that this day is different than the previous days, ubein b'tziyosoy, and when the Shabbos leaves, so we are also saying that the day that is ending is different than the next days that are going to come. So that is nichlal nizoche shem Shabbos lekatzoy. Uknisa b'kiddush b'yitziya b'avdolah. Loimal, and the mitzvah is to relate shumuvdo mikdusha. It is different, it is separated, mikdusha, meirosh from the beginning, baroish ubasoif mishar yomim from all other days. ויש האמרים עוד עשי שהוא מדברי ספרים, בתהול המדולה זה מצווה דרבונם, וסמכו הקרוב. וצורך לי יש גם כן בקויס, כמו בקידיש, ואם הבדל בתפילה ויסד המדולה בתפילה לכל עלמה, Abdol ala kois darabonon, yoyoyse, if it is a deraise, yoyoyse the deraise with Abdullah betfilah. Now one should make sure that the kois, the wine and the kois should not be pogum. Haino, sheim shosa echod min hayayin mitchile. If a person had previously drunk from this wine, nivgam lavdola, chmoy linyan kiddush lelbesem en reish aynalem siv yud, ayin shom emishnebure, v'ayin b'achroinim besem en kufpe gimul shim ha-kois ba'atzmoy pogum, if not the wine of the kois, the etzem kois is a dent in the kois, ein lahak v'dolo v'mein lo yacha, this is not as chomo as the yayin that is pogum.
What is the wounds for you?
We'll come to that eventually, in this simen, Be'ezah Hashem. Hago, zok teremov, ונוהגו לומר קודם הבדולה שעושים בבית. We learned that there's a הבדולה in shul for those who don't have wine. Now the הבדולה in shul starts from בירי פרי הגופן. ונוהגו לומר, but the meaning is the הבדולה שעושים בבית, the הבדולה that one makes in his house. We say psukim before. Hine keil yeshuasi, kois yeshuas esa, leyudim oisa oiro, kenti alono, lesimen toiv. So this is a simen toiv for the coming week. We say this psukim. Perhaps it's kedai to mention there's a moyridik going in Mishlei that says pshat in this pasuk. We should know the translation of the pasuk. Hine keil yeshuasi evtach v'loy evchod. The shame keil is the shame of moyridik rachmim. It's a shame, that's what we say by the Yud Gimel Midrash Sharachmim, Hashem, Hashem, Keil Rachom V'chano. Keil is Hashem of Rachmim. So the Goyin in Mishlei says, Pshat in this Pasuk as follows. Kashe Keil, Shohu Midas Achesed. Kasher B'chazdoi Hu Yeshuasi. Rabbeinu Shalom is helping me. Not because of my merits. Talking about my merits, not too much to talk about. But the Yeshua I have is because Keil Yeshua, see. The chesedim of the Rabbeinu Shalom is so great that he helps me even though I am not deserving. Since that is the case, and Tach Tomit, so I'll always have betochen. V'loy evchod. And I have nothing what to worry about. Afilu shemo yigroi machet. I don't have to be afraid. Afilu I did chatoim. That means so we are starting off the week. If the coming week is dependent on my merits and my zchuyes, and it's scary. But hine keil Yeshua si. My Yeshua is because the Rabbeinu Shalom is molei chesed, is meitiv latoivim v'laroim. That's my Yeshua. So evtach, so I have betochen v'loy evchot, so I don't have any fear. That's how we start off the Havdolah. And then Kois Yeshua is Esau of Hashem Hashem Ekrom. That means I lift up a Kois of Yeshua. There will be Yeshua. Because Kel Yeshua says, of Hashem Hashem Ekrom. Hashem 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 is Kulei Rachman. The Yeshua is coming, Hashem Hashem. Shakel Humidus Rachman. And then we say La Yehudim Hoysoira Vesimcha Vesosim Vikor. That was La Yehudim. Perhaps they were Bali Madregis in the time. Abakein Tia Lonu. So we say we'll also have what they was Eichetu. So these are psukim of Bitochin that are said before we start being Mavdul Ben Kodesh Lachil. Listen to you. Now, Bishas, when Abdullah is being made, and here we're speaking about that one person is making Abdullah, and others are Yoitzi with his Abdullah, is Yitnu Einayim Makais, so they should concentrate and focus on the Yayin Shebekais, Sai the Mabdul and Sai those who want to be Yaitzi with his Abdullah, Uvaner, and when he makes the Brochim, they should concentrate on the Ner. Right. Let us see the Baal the Mishnah Berurah. Yitnu einayim bekois haino hamavdu v'gam ha'shoimim ha'inim omeim. So they should focus on the kois kidei shelo yosichu daitam. Their mind should not wander, so therefore they should try to focus on the wine and on the nails. V'noyagim. Now, this is a very interesting remor. Now, first I'll learn the Rama the way it seems the Achronim learned Pshat in the Rama. And then I'll say over how the Orach HaShulchan learned Pshat in the Rama. But the Achronim learned Pshat in the Rama as follows. V'noyegim lishpoich mikoy shel yayin al ha'oretz. Now, there was the pashtus of the Rama is, which we don't do the way the Rama says, is the Rama says as follows, that you filled up a kais, not that you spill over, you fill up a kais, and then you say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, then you spill some of the wine from the kais, Al Horitz. And you do this in the middle of the broche, not before the broche and not after the broche, in the middle of the broche. Now, kidei shalayiya hakois pogum. So here, hakois pogum does not mean what we just mentioned before, that shalayiya hakois pogum. Here means that when you start off the broche, you should not start off with a kois that is not completely full. So therefore, when you start the bracha, make the bracha, start off the bracha on a full kois, not on a partial kois that's not, it's only partially full. After the bracha, it's not a covet to spill out some of the wine before you drink the wine. So they made a bracha, made the government, we spill it out, it's also not covered. But there's a need to spill out the wine, so we spill out the wine in the middle of the bracha. That's how the Achronim learned Pshat in the Rimor. We'll see soon why. V'noigim lishpech mikoy shel yayin al ha'oretz, koydem shesiyem boi repi agofen, that means before he ended the broche, not before the beginning of the broche, by the beginning of the broche, the kois is full. Not by the end of the broche, because it's a bezoyin, I made a broche, then I spill out wine. But in the middle of the broche, I spill out this wine. Today, why do I do it in Shleia Kois Pogum? That's I don't spill it out before the broche, because it's coming out, the broche is being made on a kois that's not completely full. Now, what's the Indian of spilling out the wine? ואומרים אין כל בייש לנשבח בו יין כמיים אין בו סימן ברוכם. A house that wine doesn't spill really as water, that means water one is not so careful to spill. Wine is more expensive, one is more careful. And the Gemara brings from a posik that a bayis, a berech, a slach mechob es meimecho, the Moses meimecho is going on yayin, it should be doim et amayim, and it's only a broche if the yayin is like mayim. And but if one is very careful with the wine, it shouldn't spill out. So there's no brocha. Berech eslach mechaves meimecho. Voicing came listen in time trilas hashemua. That is pshat the vial in the remote. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Zok the Mishnah Berurah. Kidei sheleyia. I know. ומשום זה איני שויפך קוידים שמאסך לברוכם. He doesn't spill the wine before he starts the ברוכם. כדי שלייבורך תחילה הברוכה על קויסטוגום שאיני מולי. That means he'll spill the wine before he says ברוך. So it's that here we're calling the kois is not a kois sholem. That means it's not full. So we don't spill the wine before. ואחר סיום הברוכה, after we end the ברוכה, גם כן לא יוכל לשפוך. If you made a ברוכה, then you should spill the wine. She is busy לקוי של ברוכה, כששויפך ממנו אחר ברוכה קודם שתיה. לכן שויפרים קודם סיום הברוכה. That is what the Rambam said. Fine, לקמי, אם ותם השביך, כוס את הסימן ברוכה. The Achronim disagreed with the Rambo. We don't do like this. Not when a person says, you spill some wine. You don't do that. When he's pouring the wine, Yishpachenu molei al kol gedoysov, you fill it, it should go over the brim. She yishofech al oretz. That means if there's an inyan that wine should spill freely, so that's how we do it. Not the way the Rambam says. No, when we pour the wine into the kais, we want that the kais should overflow a little bit. The gamze yesh lemayit v'chelik ha-nishpach mishum hevsed mashken. I mean, when that's talking about you should pour the psaroi b'shefa godel, he's pouring for Abdullah. No. I mean, he should pour a little more that it should overflow. That's how the Mishnah Berurah paskins. And that is the mini ka'ilam. The Or HaShulchan says that they did not learn correct pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam meant something else. The Rambam meant that you should fill up the kais. And when you fill up the kais, you should fill it up to the top. Not it should overflow. You should fill up the kais. And then when you're going to take the kais in your hand, so since you don't have a steady hand that's going to, so it will spill. That is what the Rambam said. And let's see the lotion of the Rambam. So that means like this. V'noigim lishpech mikoy shel yayin ala oretz kodem shesiyem boire bria govmen kedei shloyiya hakois pogum. That means you fill up the kois, and when you lift it up, make sure that your hand should be steady enough that it should be, the kois should be more or less full, but it should spill over a little bit. So he's telling us how much it should spill. It shouldn't be such a chelik that you see it's missing a lot of wine. You just fill it to the top, but when you lift it up, it spills over a little bit. And the Tamashvichim, תמיד נקרבה יש לה נשבר ביין כמיים, אין בו ישם הם ברוכים, וישם כאילו עושים את הלב ותכל עושה שבוע. פיין, אוקיי. וגם, פיין, so that's, and the many goylom is the way the Mishamu brings down from the Chaynem, we still a little bit more, it should overflow a little bit, and that's the Semen Brocha. Gam Shoivchim min ha-kois la'acher ha-bdolet u'mechaben boi ha-ner. After you finish the ha-bdolet and you drink from the wine, and there's a little wine left over in the kois, so you pour that wine to extinguish the ner shel ha-bdolet. And the Shulchan Aruch Harav says, this is to show, the only reason I was modeling the Ner was for Mitzvahs Havdolah. I finished, now I extinguish it. V'roichetzin bo'yenov, and now the wine that was used to extinguish the Ner Shel Havdolah, you take this wine and your roichetzin bo'yenov, Mishum Chibub HaMitzvah. God, it's very interesting. The Ramah did not paskin like this, but in Pirkei the Rabbi Lozor, it says something, there was a different minig. He brings down a different minig. In Pirkei the Rabbi Lozor, it says as follows. One should drink out the whole case. Fine. Drinks out the whole case of wine. Fine. Then he pours in a little water in the kais to make sure that the droplets, which are still left in the kais, he wants to drink that also. So that's the chibub mitzvah that fakelt. I don't want to leave over even small droplets in the kais. And then the rest of the water in the kais he uses to wash his eyes. That's Megan in Apollonius, and that's what's brought down in Pilkid Rabbalosa. Okay. Shoimchim in Akois, Hainu, Lacha Shtia, after the Shtia, after the Shtia, you're Shoimchim in Akois to show that distinguished the Ner Abdor. When you drink from the kais of Dolly, you should sit down. One should not drink standing. Nogu anoshim shloi lishtois mikais of Dolly. The meaning is that noshim do not drink mikais of Dolly, and perhaps a little to understand this minig. The Kafa Chaim brings down as follows. That others say that the Eitz Hadas was a Geffen. And when Chava offered Adam after she took from the Eitz Hadas, she wanted to make sure that Adam should also take from the Eitz Hadas. So she was seichet the anovim from the Eitz Hadas. She offered him to drink. Right? And he drank. That brought about a whole mapeche and the bria. Fine. Because of this shtia, there was nigdar anoshim, there should be dam nidois, that through that they should be mugdol mi balayim. So the shtias hayayin that Chave was mashke odom brought about that she should become mugdol mi bailo ayyidei dam nidis. That's what happened then. So they stay away. The first thing what about a Havdalah? So the minig is they stay away of a Shia that is l'shem Havdalah. That's Tom and the minig. That's Tom of the minig.
No, I think they will make that a lot.
Men shall drink. We'll save this later. Yeah. The Kaisel Abdullah, the minig is that the Mavdo drinks the whole Kais. He doesn't give for others to drink. He should make sure that he should be able to make a brach achoyne, and if she yish tarak malay lugma of ye sofik brach achoyne, it's mavur lel simen reishut. There's a sofik, if you drink a malay lugma, if you make an alagevn, if you don't make an alagevn, so therefore, to avoid this sofik, one should drink the whole kais, which normally has a rabiyas. There's more than a rabiyas, then there's no problem. But if it only has a rabiyas, drink out the whole kais, so you'll know you're mechuyev to make an alagefer. Sif beis. Ein mavdilin alapas. One does not make avdola on pas, even though we make kiddush ala pas, we don't make avdola on a pas. And the reason for this is just, let's explain a little, because kiddush is bemokim sude. So the kiddush, the pas is an intrinsic chelik of the kiddush. You need wine and you need sude. So therefore, the pas can be used to make kiddush on it, because the pas, which is the sude, is a chelik of the kiddush. Masha'in kein Abdullah is no shaykhis at all with sude. So memele, so therefore you can't make Abdullah ala pas. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Lo nami l'kiddush shani kiddush b'makim sude v'ave me'inyan atzorich l'kiddush ma'shein kein avdola. Avol, now let's go back to the Mechaber. Avol ala sheicha mavdilin, one is permitted to make avdola on beer. Imucha mar medina, if this is the wine of the medina, that means in this Mokim, people drink this in place of wine. This is the beverage which is drunk instead of wine. If there are other beverages which are drunk instead of wine, in place of wine, so you can make avdol on them. Chutz min amayim. But if the only beverage that is drunk is water, that is the common beverage that is drunk all over, and water you don't make avdolah. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Ala sheicho mavdilim, one makes avdolah on beer. In ein lo yayin. If he doesn't have any wine in the house, he can make avdola on beer, which is when it is a chamal medina. We'll see vim yesh lo yayin hu koydem l'chol ha-mashkin. Then yayin has a din kedima over all mashkin. V'chazal hifligu gam kein begoydol ha-mitzver v'omru ha-mavdol al ha-yayin. A person makes avdola on wine, or he hears from someone else who's making avdola on wine. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Koreyu Kodesh. The Rebbeinu Shlom calls them Kodesh. V'yiseyu Sigula. Shenema V'yisem Li Sigula Mikol Ha'amim. Noimel va'avdul eschem min ha'amim. Now, a little to understand this inyan. The Prisha says that in the mitzvah of Havdalah, we also mention Amavdol ben Kodesh Lechel, בין אלוחישך, בין יסחו לעמים, בין ימי השבי לשש יש מאה מייסה. So we speak about Abdullah of בין שבס לחיוך. We also speak about the Abdullah בין יסחו לעמים. We speak about this. Now, this Abdullah should properly be said with the two Abdullahs we say, Eilechayshech Yisalamim. So this Abdullah should be properly said Al-Hayayim. So if he said it properly, the Abdullah ben Yisrael Amim, he said this, he's saying Abroche Al-Hayayim ben Yisrael Amim. So he becomes... It's the Amire accomplishes that he's like a Mundul for the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Ma'amdul Eschem min ha'amim. You become Mundul Takim. And the Redal in Pirkei Rabbelezer says he's called a Kodesh because the Pasuk says, V'yisem li k'doshim ki Kodesh ani Hashem va'amdul Eschem min ha'amim. So the Pasuk of Abdullah says, V'yisem li k'doshim. So it seems this is the accomplishment of a proper Abdullah. A proper Abdullah, this statement should be said al hayayin. And if it's said al hayayin, so we have these milas, and it's called a Kodesh, and va'amdul Eschem min ha'amim. חמר מדינה, אין לו בסמרי שאין בייס, משנבור אביר הלוכה שמהו חמר מדינה, ומהו שקוסוב הוא, מה שקוסוב הוא דלשא משקין, היינו משקין שרגילים לשטויסוי, ולאלברייט soon. This is mashkin, which are drunk, beverages which are drunk in place of wine. Avol mashkin shirigilem bepesach, mashkin, which during the year they are not drunk, but Pesach, because of the limitations that there were, one can't drink everything, so we drink other mashkois, kigoyin meilakritz, I don't know if this is a beverage made out of licorice. Einei chamar medine, kivin sheregin lishtoise kol hashone. That means it is only drunk. Pesach, because of the limitations we have, that we can't, we don't have other beverage to drink. Udin kol kiyetze bezem. Rafilu meidvash med, honey med, lehava chamar medine. Ela bemedine sheregilam lishtoisam. Avo, b'mokim shen shayisen oise elo leprokim, it is only drunk certain times, l'abach ma'medine. B'gora mishecho. Val yayin sorif, on schnapps, en kedai lahavdu. No kosem amogin avrom, de kois avdole, rogil amavdu lishtoise kulo, you drink out the complete kois. Wenn maske mi menu benei abayis, ob yayin sorif kosher lekayim ze. You can't drink out of revius of schnapps. Ah, shein le maskache yochel abdul olov. Ah, she is a lishtes menu al kaponim kemeloi lugma vishuhu roiv revius. At least a roiv revius has to drink. Tim lav le yotsam. Kosa b'shari tshuva b'shem b'ki yosef d'al cholo b'shem n'ein l'avdo shen gilom l'shtoysoy l'maske. Now, the Dershoi brings down a very, very interesting machlokes between G'doylei Deireinu or the previous Deir. The Chazaynish and the Ktzais HaShulchan said Amore de Kezach. The whole concept of Chamar Medine was only said when there was a scarcity of wine and there was another beverage that was used in place of wine. This was the Choshev beverage. But Bizmanenu, that there is no scarcity of wine, there's a lot of wine around. So you can't say that we drink this instead of wine, there's wine around. So even though wine is not as popular as it was Bisman Chazal, or perhaps it is in France, but Al Kaponim, wine is only drunk, perhaps only for Kiddush and Abdullah. But Al Kaponim, the concept of Chama Medina is not applicable in Bismanenu. I'm reading a chumra from the Chazenish and the Ktsois HaShulchan and Abraham Kanievsky that since we have wine, we don't look for substitutes. There's no such concept of a substitute instead of wine. Since we have wine, even though we don't drink so much wine, there's no such concept. Leidach Yisrael, Rabbi Grain, Rabbi Yashim Shlita, Rabbi Shmuel Vosle Shlita hold. Again, since we don't drink wine, it's not a popular beverage by us, so there is Bismaneinu, a concept of Chamar Medina, that means, so what Bismaneim? They used to drink wine, so other beverages are Bimokim Yain. So we have here a very interesting machlokes. Now, according to them, though there is Chamar Medina, the shaila is, what is Chamar Medina? Rabbi Moshe says in the Tshuva, Chamar Medina is something that is given to a person not to quench his thirst. That is not Chamar Medina. Wine was drunk not to, I'm thirsty, give me a cold glass of wine. No. Wine was given as a choshev mashke, you are mechabed someone with a choshev drink. That is wine. And if we want to have Bismaneinu, Chamar Medina, we have to have something that has a cheshivis and that is given b'teiris, cheshivis b'teiris kibbut. I'm not thirsty and b'afal pikein. I'm giving it to you, I'll suck of it. Fine. So now the shaila is, what falls into that category? So others say that if you have orange juice or grapefruit juice and it's...
What about milk?
Milk is no good. Orange juice and grapefruit juice, others say that has a din of chamar medina. Soda, no. Everyone says vehemently soda, no. Soda is water. Soda is zichanat chamar medina. That everyone says, even though Chashulchan also salsa, he says it's not chamar medina. Lemonade is not chamar medina. Oh, coffee and tea is chaluke deis. Others say it is Chamar Medina. Rabbi Eliashim says it's Chamar Medina. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Obach says that coffee is Chamar Medina, but it has to be not a lukewarm coffee. It has to be a coffee that is drunk, that's a hot coffee, or a hot tea. And the very interesting, others say it should be without milk. The milk is mekalkalate. And beer, there's a light beer, there's a dark beer. So they, the light beer, they say, is more choshev than the dark beer. So others hold the light beer is Chamar Medina. Others say the dark beer is also Chamar Medina, but Al Kaponim, so that everyone agrees it's not Chamar Medina.
What?
So Rabbi Yankim says something very interesting, because Arizal says you should give tzedakah by a morid of it. And a person is doing a mitzvah, you stand up for him. That means the person is carrying the bikurim, you stand up for him. So the garbage truck is going around. That's why you stand up for him. That's what Rabbi Yankim says. That's the Indian of standing by me in most moment.
Well,
That's interesting. Yes.